everyone, and welcome back to Shattered Silence, Stories of Recovery and Resilience. My name is Jory, and today I'm the special guest. It's been a while since I've just came on here and talked. I will say that just being a mom, business owner, and just life in general is just so busy. I just kind of want to talk about just all the things that my life is like, just the way that my life is now after having gone through grief, and just how I've had to kind of pull the pieces back together. So to start, I'll just say, you know, today is October 28th. Tomorrow, my Brooksy boy will be 3 years old, which is just already so crazy to even say, think about. But tomorrow also marks another significant date for me. It'll be 22 years since my friend Ashley passed away. And so around this time of year, it's already like just emotional. I don't even know. It's something like with the season, with the weather, with the air, like it's just that like morning, like cold mornings, just, I don't even know how to describe it, but this whole like feeling of like fall finally hitting, the first thing that comes to mind is just remembering Ashley. Honestly, I just remember so clearly, and it's crazy that this year actually lines up the same like timeline as when Ashley passed. She passed away, or she got hit by a car on Monday, October 27th of 2003, and this year it lined up. So Monday was the 27th. And Wednesday, on October 29th of 2003, she passed away early in the morning. Just this whole feeling surrounding like the end of October, like I don't even have to look at a calendar to like have the feeling that it's coming up and it's getting close. And I know that anyone that relates to grief kind of has something that kind of triggers those emotions around that time of year. But I just want to talk about just life. After Kyle passed away, you know, August 17th, 2023, for anyone that hasn't been watching, listening, following, my fiance Kyle and I were together for almost 6 years. We got engaged June 19th of 2023, and then 2 months later, he had an accidental overdose where our 8-month-old son and I walked in and found him unconscious. At that time, at that moment, I didn't realize he had already passed away. So I tried to resuscitate him all while our little 8-month-old boy was watching, and was the most traumatic experience you could ever imagine. Well, that I could ever imagine at this point in time. Someone that you're supposed to be spending the rest of your life with, starting a family with, having all the plans for your future, just get ripped away from you. And not just get ripped away from you, you physically have to, I don't know, just have to physically try to bring him back to life. And have to go through that. But yeah, it's something that I will obviously never forget. Here I am 22 years later, and I remember every single detail of when Ashley got hit by a car. So grief just doesn't go away. The trauma just doesn't go away. You just learn to manage it. You learn how to just live your life. Sometimes it pops into your head at a random time, and you might be able to cry for a second off to the side, but you kind of just have to roll with it. You got to just continue, and you got to be strong for the people that look up to you, for the people that love you. And it's not easy. It's not easy. But I just want to talk about the aftermath of losing Kyle. Because after he passed away, the following days, I stayed with my mom or my sister, and I had looked up how, like, does an 8-month-old remember this kind of trauma? He visually saw me trying to resuscitate him, but obviously he's a baby. He doesn't really understand what's going on, but does that affect him in any way? And from just what I looked up online, it just said that he won't remember that incident, but he could have some effects from it, I guess. Brooks was just fussy afterwards, and I couldn't get him to sleep normal. And it had said just to get him back in his normal routine as much as you possibly can. So I just wanted to go home after. I just wanted to be in my house. And although it was going to be really, really hard to be back there, and just all the thoughts that come with it, like Kyle took his last breaths here in this house. That's a hard thought. And so it was really hard to go back home, but I did. I think it was only 3 days later. I was back at home, not alone. Either my sister or my mom or a friend would stay with me, so I wasn't at home alone. And that helped. I mean, that did help me so much. And I'm so glad I was able to get back into my house, because it did get Brooks back into a normal routine. And trying as best as I could to get myself back into a normal routine, which was just so hard. Once I was finally at the house, like by myself, where I was kind of like, okay, I think I'm ready to try it. I think I'm ready to be by myself. It was hard. And let me backtrack just a little bit. My mom couldn't stay with me as much because my dad had just been diagnosed with cancer the day of Kyle's funeral, which was another hard struggle that year too. Like 2023 was really freaking hard, especially at the end of the year, because my dad, he was just in his peak treatment with chemo and radiation, and he was not well and having to deal with grief. And my mom needed to be there for my dad. And then my little nephew is only 7 weeks older than Brooks, so my sister needed to be at home too with her little baby. And so I was like, you know what? I gotta do it. I can be home alone. I feel like I'm okay. I would have friends come stay with me now and then. But for the most part, after work or whatever that day, and I'd get Brooks down for bed and I'd just be by myself. And that was when I would just sit in my bed or even just sit on my bathroom floor, and I would just cry and just ask God why, like, why me? Why us? Why? Just why? Everyone always asks that when something terrible happens, right? Like, why me? Why does this have to happen? And I was just really, really lost. I just didn't know what to do. I was a pretty new mom, you know. When Kyle passed, Brooks was only 8 months old, so I was a pretty new mom, and just trying to find a routine with being a mom for the first time, on top of trying to stay sane myself and also be a good mom and be present for Brooks and try not to cry in front of him and try and give him my happy side as much as I could, even though I felt so sad and lonely at the time. It really wasn't easy. And at the time, I'm really trying to just think about Brooks and think about my mental health. But then on the other hand, I have a full business that I need to run, and I'm so incredibly thankful that I had a really, really awesome crew at the time, and they helped me run my business. They were there for me. They worked their butts off, and I just couldn't get myself to be present like I needed to be. And I gave myself grace, and I told myself that I can't overwork myself, but also I felt like, looking back now, obviously I'm just making an excuse because I just could not get to work. I just didn't think that I was physically capable of working without sitting there and just crying. And I remember the conversation I had with my dad, and he was like, I know you don't want to go to work, and I know it's really hard, and I know you're not going to want to be there, but you have to. You have to be there. You have to get back in, you know, your groove, and it'll help you keep your mind off of things and not have you just sitting here crying all day. And, you know, I think it's going to be really good for you, Jory, and you need to get back to work. And I'll always remember that. Because I remember the days where I would go to work and I literally have tears filled in my eyes while I have clients waiting for me. I'm a photographer, if anyone doesn't know that. I own a photography studio. And so I have like back-to-back high school seniors, and I need to go out there and I need to put on a happy face and I need to perform. I need to give them great photos. They're paying for a great session for their senior year, for these memories for their yearbook. And I have to be the one to go out there and do that and tell them how to pose and make them give me good expressions. And it's not easy to do that when you feel like you can't even be happy yourself and you're trying to get people to smile for you. And that's making me emotional because I remember literally having tears in my eyes and then just like trying to wipe my tears and kind of turn around so my client couldn't see that I was crying. And then just like, all right, take a deep breath. We got to do it. They're here. There's no, there's no other option. So I did. And you know what? Looking back, I'm super proud of that. You know, I'll say it over and over and over again. It was not easy. But now that I'm a few years away from, since Kyle's passing, things are, you know, life is just going on and moving forward. And I've been so much more present with my business now. You know, things have definitely gotten a lot better. I saw the decline in my business from not being present. And I, at this point, have been back at work, been so busy. And with being busy and being back at work, I had a lot of mom guilt. I had so much guilt thinking that Brooks just needed to be with me 24/7 and that me being at work was not good. Like I feel like even without grief, mom guilt is a thing. Mom guilt is real. And I had so much of it. I would cry all the time because I had to go to work and because I was saying that I didn't get to spend the time that I wanted to spend with Brooks, even though I would be with him every day. But I spent a big chunk of my time at work, and the mom guilt just consumed me for a little bit, to be honest. It was really, really hard to get back into a routine. But now here we are. We're back in a routine. Things are going really well. And that's why I'm kind of sharing here today, because since I've been back at work, since I've been busy, I don't share nearly as much as I used to share on social media, which is kind of how the podcast even started, just sharing these thoughts of grief and just getting back into your daily life. And I feel like I'm finally getting back to somewhat normal place again. And I don't want to say like life is moving on, because it's not moving on. I'm moving forward. And anyone that deals with grief doesn't want to say moving on. That just sounds wrong, almost like I'm not moving on from this. I'm always going to be affected by this. And so I'm moving forward. Life is starting to feel somewhat normal again. But I have moments like this where I just want to cry about it, you know? But it's not always like this. I have so many happy days mixed in with my sad days. And actually, someone right after Kyle passed gave me this piece of advice, because they also had lost their significant other. That in the beginning, you have a lot of bad days, and then you have a couple good days sprinkled in with the bad days. And then as time goes on a little bit, you have a little bit more good days sprinkled in with the bad, and then it might flip-flop. Like you have more good days than you have bad days, and then it might revert and go back a little bit, and you have more bad days than good days. But then eventually it turns into more good days with a couple bad days sprinkled in. And I loved that. I will always remember that, because that was literally like a couple weeks after Kyle passed. And that has always stuck with me, because it's true. Like I've had times where I'm like, wait, I've been so busy. I haven't cried in a while. And then I felt guilty, but you don't need to feel guilty. It's just life. It's just life is continuing, and we will always remember our people, but sometimes we don't sit and really think about it, you know? So last night, that's why my eyes are puffy if you're watching, because last night I was just going through old videos and pictures of Brooks because he turns 3 tomorrow, and I want to make a little movie of all of him growing up. And with that, there's all these old videos of Kyle holding him, and even I even have a video of Kyle changing his diaper and gagging. And as much as I was just laughing so hard, it also made me cry, you know, because it's like, I didn't get enough of that, you know. I'll be honest, I have not wanted to go through my phone. I have not wanted to go through pictures and videos, because it makes me too sad right now. I've avoided it. I really have. I've been busy, and sometimes I'm like, I'm too busy. I can't cry right now. And so I've avoided it a lot. And so last night when I'm going through trying to look at pictures of Brooks, I'm like, you know, then I catch myself looking at all these pictures and videos of Kyle too. And I needed that good cry, because I can only imagine how I'd be today. I probably wouldn't even be able to get through this today. But it had been a while since I let myself grieve, let myself sit there for a moment and just let myself be sad. Because sometimes when life is going on, you feel like you're too busy to even sit there and cry. And like, no, I don't want to get sad right now. Keep going. And that is what I do a lot. I do that all the time. Nope, can't cry about it now. Think about it later. And so I've done that over and over and over again, especially this summer, because I've been so busy with work. And I'm like, no, I don't want to have bad days like I did when he first passed. Like, I don't want to go into work with tears in my eyes and not feeling like I can do this today. So I feel like with us talking about, like, there's good days and bad days, you know, I'm hardly ever like this crying. I feel like just with Brooks's birthday coming up and me going through old videos and stuff like that, it's just kind of brought up a lot of emotions lately, or at least these last few days. I'm sorry I'm crying so much today, but I've literally been planning when to turn Kyle's phone back on so that I can look through his old pictures and videos of Brooks, and probably more than that. But I have had his phone off for over a year, and I can't get myself to turn it back on to look at that, because I don't want to get back to that place that I was before. And not that it's going to just send me back to this place and like never get out of it again, you know, but it's just so incredibly sad to me, you know, like, it's just so sad. And I haven't taken the time to just sit there and cry lately, because that's exactly what I said. It's like, I've been so, so busy. And I'm like, nope, not today. Nope, not today. Nope, not right now. Can't do it, you know? And I just keep pushing it off because I don't want to cry, and I don't want to be sad, and I don't want it to set me back because I have too many things to do in the day. And so last night I just was going through these videos. I'm like, I have to make something for Brooks for his birthday. And it put me back in that spot where I'm just, I don't know, it's a shock still. Over 2 years ago, and I'm like, oh my gosh. It just put me in a little bit of a funk. And I also want to just make it a point that because someone is not sharing their sadness on social media, it doesn't mean that they've just forgotten about their loved one. Because I think that sometimes, you know, I did used to share a lot, and people kind of knew how I was feeling throughout my week, you know. And now that I haven't been sharing, it doesn't mean that I'm so incredibly happy and just don't think about Kyle at all. But I will say I am happy. I am happy. I really am. I have a great boyfriend, Jared, and him and Brooks have a great relationship. I am so, so incredibly blessed that I have someone that was willing to even like take on this role as like coming into a relationship, not just to get to know me, but sorry, you got to get to know my son too. And like, it's a whole different thing dating when you have a son, and especially someone that doesn't have a dad. You know, it's like you really, you have big shoes to fill. And I know that that's probably really, really difficult on his end, because it's kind of like, you know, in our relationship, it was kind of like, so how much do I step in? What do I help you with? Do I help you discipline? Do you know what I mean? And I know it's been a tough like journey for him. But he's been so good about it too. Aspire Counseling Services provides caring, personalized support for adults and teens facing mental health challenges. From group therapy to mindfulness, art, and even pet therapy, their programs are designed to help people feel better and build healthier habits. Teens can get the support they need while still keeping up with school and home life. You can reach Aspire at 888-585-7373. So the term moving on is something that no like person dealing with grief ever wants to really hear or say. So I think a better term is just moving forward. You know, we continue to move forward. Life continues to go on. There's always going to be this little hole in our hearts. But at the end of the day, we still have to live our lives for them. And not only that, I have to live my life for Brooks, because he is my little angel. He is my entire world. And if I didn't have him, going through my grief definitely would have been a little bit harder as well. How do you not smile at this little baby, just innocent little baby, just smiling back at you? You know, it really helped me a lot. And I just know God sent him to me for a reason. But talking about today, here and now, I will say I am really happy. I'm really happy. I'm so grateful for all of the things that God has given me through this tragedy. It was really, really hard to get into this position where I'm like, okay, am I ready to date? Am I ready to move forward? and yeah, there's a point where I feel like I know that Brooks deserves to have a father figure in his life. And I know that Kyle would want that for us too. And so when I met Jared, since the moment I met him, things were just great with us. He has like stepped into this like father figure role and has just done such a great job at like being there for Brooks. With Brooks's birthday being tomorrow, we just had his birthday party over this past weekend, and Jared's job, he has to go out of town ever so often. And so it just happened to line up on his birthday party. And Jared talked to his boss too, and he was like, listen, like, this is my little boy. He has not had a dad at any of his birthday parties, which is a crazy thought. Kyle never made it to his first birthday party. And yeah, he's never had a dad there. And so he made it happen. He was able to be at the birthday party, and it was just really, really special. Brooks loves him so much. And I am so incredibly grateful that Jared will let me talk about Kyle. And he has told me that he will always make sure that Brooks knows who his dad is. And what type of like selfless person can do that? You know, I mean, it's really, really hard. Not everyone can do it. I'm not expecting everyone to be like, okay, yeah, you can just talk about essentially your ex, even though he passed the way he passed. It's like, it's just, I feel like a really hard position to be in. And I'm grateful that I found someone that's able to handle that, and to not only just to handle it, but I can text or call him if I'm having a hard day and say, you know, I'm really feeling this grief today. I'm just having a sad day, and he has so much support for me. But speaking about Brooks, as he is getting older, I know that there is so much more that I'm going to have to handle as he gets older. And I don't know how I'm going to, you know, it's just, we'll see as we get there, but I know he's going to have questions, and I know he's going to ask about his dad, but I'm trying my best to just keep talking about him. He knows, you know, pictures and videos of him, but I don't show him as often as I did before, because I'm not sure how to handle it. I don't want to confuse him too much. You know, he is already a little bit confused because, you know, it's like he has his dad in heaven, which he talks about. Dada's in heaven. Yeah, he's in heaven. And, well, I said, it's okay. You have, Dada's in heaven, but you have like a father figure in your life, you know, but how do you explain that to a three-year-old? You can't. It's like so hard. I'm trying to put it in like the easiest terms without being super direct on it, because I don't want to say to him, call Jared dad. We're not even engaged yet, okay? Like, I don't want to tell him what he should do. I really feel like if he wants to call Jared dad, I want him to do that on his own terms. If he just wants to call him Jared, I want him to just call him Jared. I want him to feel comfortable in, I don't know, you know, I just don't know how to navigate it, and we'll just see as we go. But, you know, going back to a previous episode, Cameron had lost her mom at a really young age, and she said she just grew up and she just knew, like, just mom's in heaven, you know, mom, it was just her norm. And I hope that I'm doing that for Brooks, so it doesn't feel like a shock, you know, when he finally realizes, oh, wait, now I know what heaven is. Now I know what that means. You know, I want him to always just kind of know. But I'm prepared to answer all the questions, and I am going to be as open and honest as I can with him. I think that's the best thing I can do. Even one of my best friends, Caleb, he lost his dad at 2 months old, and his mom didn't really talk about his dad as he was growing up. So he really didn't find out more like in detail of his dad until he was in high school. And he said that he just wishes that he had things of his dad's, that he got to know about his dad, not like as a shock when he got older. And so I've just taken pieces of other people's stories from losing their dad as their parent at a young age, and just taking their experience and trying my best to give Brooks the best experience as best as I can. I know it's going to be hard as he grows up and understands it more, but that's all I can really do. Life is a lot different just being a parent, but since Kyle's passed, even then, I am just a different person. Sometimes I even think about myself even 4 years ago and like, gosh, the growing up I've done and just how different life is. And I just want to say for anyone that's gone through this, it's not necessarily a bad thing. I really am proud of where I am now and the person that I am now. And I feel like maybe I wouldn't have been this person that I am now if I didn't go through all of this, and not saying that that was supposed to happen and that Kyle was supposed to die. But it definitely has shaped me into the person that I am now. And it is something I can say that I'm proud of. You know, I've got this awesome podcast. I get to talk to people, and listen to their stories. I can empathize with them. And just like, I can feel how people feel, you know, I really do feel their pain, but I'm not crying about it the whole time like I used to. I am able to sit there and listen and to, I don't even know how to say it, just to be able to have an understanding without getting too emotional these days, you know, because before, like, you hear anyone's story and it's like, relate it to yourself. And I'm just waterworks over here, you know, like, I can't even let them tell their story because I'm just crying over here. But I feel like it's just easier to, one, talk about Kyle and just to hear other people's stories and not completely break down and lose it, you know? And just in having this podcast and being able to, like, sit and listen to all these guests now and not completely lose it, you know, I just feel like I'm in a better place so I can listen to people. People coming onto this show, that's all they want to do too. They want to share their story. They want to have a space where they can comfortably share. And I will sit here and I'll cry with you if you want me to, you know, you can get emotional, no judgment here. Cause I've sat here behind a camera, or I guess in front of a camera, and have cried a million times. As you can see, it's hard for me to get through today. But I'm really grateful that we have been able to create this space for others to be able to share this way. I promise you that today, after I'm done filming this, I'll feel so much better. Although I can't hardly get through it right now, it does make me feel better after talking about it and after being open about my feelings, not bottling everything in. And truly, that's why I feel like I'm kind of emotional today, because I have been bottling it in just because of being busy and just all the things, Brooks's birthday, his party, and all the things going on at work. And I've been kind of pushing my emotions back, but eventually they will show up. There's no hiding them forever. They will be bottled up, and then you'll just have to let all your emotions out eventually. But something that I do want to give to our audience, just as my own little piece of advice, just going off of everything we've kind of talked about today, if you know someone that's dealing with grief, whether it's been 6 months, a couple years, if it's been 15 years, it does not matter. If you think about them and if you think about their loved one, on their birthday, on the day they passed, whatever it is, sending a simple text to say that you're thinking about them goes such a long way. Like, I'm 2 years out and I feel like that still seems fresh, you know? But then I also think about when Kyle passed, or when Ashley passed. That's 22 years ago, which is absolutely crazy that I just remember every single detail of that day. But yeah, it just really does mean a lot to hear from other people. Maybe people that weren't, say, as close to Kyle as I obviously was, to hear from someone and say, well, happy heavenly birthday to Kyle. That means the world. It means that not only am I still remembering them, but you are as well. So if you know someone that is dealing with grief, and again, doesn't matter the timeline, just send them a text. It really goes a long way. Well, I just want to thank everyone for tuning in to today's episode. Thanks for listening to me ramble by myself. But I also want to thank everyone for listening into all of these episodes and just being a supporter of Shattered Silence. As always, don't forget to follow us on all of our socials on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. You can watch full episodes on YouTube, or you can listen in on Apple Podcast and Spotify.